This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Good Food Podcast with me, Tom Kerridge. In this week's podcast, I chatted all things barbecue with Melissa Thompson. As well as her super helpful tips and tricks, we talked about our favourite things to barbecue, including my recipe for a spiced leg of lamb with harissa butter, which I'm going to give to you here. Don't forget, you can pause the episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. This recipe serves four. You will need... For the butter, 100 grams of butter, softened, the juice of half a lemon, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 tablespoon of rose harissa. For the lamb, 1 kilo boneless leg of lamb, butterflied, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of ground coriander, 1 teaspoon of hot smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon of sumac, half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of Baharat spice mix, and 6 tablespoons of natural yogurt. To make the butter, mix the butter with the lemon juice, ground cumin, and rose harissa, and set aside. The butter can be made for 2 days ahead and chilled, but bring it to room temperature before you need it. Mix the spices and the yogurt together with a pinch of salt and some pepper. Lay the butterflied lamb flat on a tray. Spread the yogurt mix over both sides. Leave to marinate for at least 20 minutes out of the fridge, or cover and chill and leave to marinate for longer, up to overnight. To cook the lamb, fire up the barbecue or heat the oven to 220 degrees centigrade, 200 degrees centigrade fan or gas mark 7. To cook on the barbecue, wait for the coals to turn ashen. Then lay the lamb on the grill and cook for 15 minutes on each side for the meat that is pink, or 20 minutes on each side for well done. To cook in the oven, place the lamb in a shallow roasting tin and roast for 30 minutes for pink or 40 minutes for well done, turning the lamb halfway through. If you want pink lamb, the best way is to check the cooking with a meat thermometer. Once inserted into the middle of the lamb, it should read around 55 degrees centigrade. Lift the lamb onto a dish that will catch its juices and spoon half the butter, then leave to rest for 10 to 15 minutes. Lift the lamb onto a board and carve into slices. Serve each person with a few slices with the buttery resting juices spooned back over the lamb. Serve with roasted new potatoes or a couscous salad. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of the Good Food Podcast. For more recipes and inspiration, please visit goodfood.com.